Beloved, we're coming away from our current series. And just for this one day, we're looking at Thanksgiving because it is the day of Thanksgiving right across the USA. And to celebrate that, I want to bring you a word. Turn with me to Psalm, the 95th Psalm. And we're going to go from verse 2. It says here, let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. I advocate this a lot. I advocate this many, many times, that we not use God as a shopping list, but we begin to say thank you for what he has done in our lives. Beloved, he has done incredible things in our lives. If you stop and think about it, I was only talking to a friend yesterday, and she was telling me that she went on vacation, and God's mercies and his blessings didn't stop the entire time she was away. Now that's an amazing thing, because God does bring his mercies daily. Sometimes we're not aware of it. And the reason we're not aware of it, and the reason that we don't want to give thanks, is because we have prayed for something and it hasn't happened. But I believe God answers those prayers, maybe not in the way that we want him to answer them, but he answers them just the same. He knows our hearts. He knows where we are with our heart. He knows us so, so well. He knows us better than anybody else knows us. And because of that, he holds us in the palm of his hand, and he is constantly, constantly, constantly looking out for us. I love what the psalmist says here. In verse 7, for he is our God, we are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. Now, if you know anything about shepherds, shepherds look after their sheep so well, and they have sheep that are scattered everywhere, but the shepherd knows where they are. And he is always looking out for his sheep. He's looking out for predators. He's looking out for someone who would come and take those sheep. He's looking out for those who would hurt them or destroy them. He is always watching out for his sheep, and that is God. He is always watching out for us. Beloved, it's important, as the psalmist says here, let us come to him with thanksgiving. We need to come to Almighty God and give thanks. I would ask this question. This very special day in the United States, how many people are going to meet together to actually give thanks for what God has done for them? Or how many are just going to gather and say, oh, it's Thanksgiving, let's have some turkey and some cranberry jelly and some pumpkin pie and whatever. And that's all we're going to do. We're just going to do that quite simply, nothing else. And we're just going to get together with the family and have a good time. Actually, I don't even like Thanksgiving, some people might say. It's a real pain. I've got to go down to see the parents, or I've got to go and see the grandparents, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But that's not what Thanksgiving is all about. Thanksgiving is all about giving thanks. Saying to Almighty God, thank you for what you've done in my life. Thank you for what you continue to do in my life. Lord God Almighty, thank you for what you will do in my life, because I am in your hand. I am one of your sheep, and you are looking out for me. The psalmist goes on to say, let us sing psalms of praise to him, for the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. Listen, This is what we do on Worship Radio 247 every single day. We worship in spirit and in truth, and we encourage you to join in and worship in spirit and in truth as well. And when you actually get into worship, when you actually make that decision that you want to worship Him right now, it feels so beautiful. It feels so wonderful to be able to say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father." I'm going to say some words now. I'm going to say, "Thank you, Lord." And I want you to say something after that. I want you to say, "For my children, for my parents, for what you've done in my life, for whatever you want to say." I'm going to say those words, and I want you to fill in the blank. And I'm going to say this a few times. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is beautiful to be in the presence of Almighty God, just to say thank you to Him. You know, He's even there when we're grieving. God Almighty is even there in the grief, in the sorrow, in the pain that we might feel. God Almighty is always there to comfort, to hold us. I remember only the other day I was saying to the Lord, "Come and put your arms around me, Lord, and hold me tight, for I can't do this." And He was there immediately. That wonderful, soft scent. Those arms are wrapped around me, comforting me and holding on to me. Because He is God, and He is my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Why? For He is our God. We are the people He watches over, the flock under His care. Beloved, know this, that every day that you breathe on this planet, the Lord God Almighty is watching over you. He is watching over you day and night. Come rain or come shine, He is there. And He says to you, "I love you. I adore you. And I will always watch over you. For you are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you." During this program, I want you to be aware of that. I want you to give thanks to Almighty God for every tiny little thing in your life, no matter how big or small. I want you to be full of thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus.